Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Haley and Lachlan with your 10 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, popular entertainer and voice of the beloved character Aggro, Jamie Dunn, has passed away at the age of 76. Whether puppet, radio host, comedian or ambassador, Dunn was a prolific figure in the business, being hailed and praised as a larger-than-life icon by co-stars and other prominent figures. Aggro's cartoon Connections won 7 Logies Awards in its streak as a household mainstay, with early co-host Anne-Marie Bigard thanking the impact that Dunn made on her life and calling Australians to raise a glass to the memory of the great icon. Dunn passed away in his family home this morning.
Residents are spoiled for choice in how they decide to pay for their parking across Brisbane, with a second app hitting the market. PayStay will compete against the existing Cello Park system for driver's choice, following continual increase in the popularity of pay-by-app systems rather than those standing meters. New signs will be raised to mark the change and provide further information in the coming months.
In national news, it seems that the party still rages on. Yeah, it seems that the party still rages on for former Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis, who is now facing persecution for taking drugs at a Kylie Minogue Mardi Gras concert in 1989. Appearing on a satirical podcast, the former minister spoke about their experience taking ecstasy after the 89 Sydney Mardi Gras parade. Varoufakis is both a Greek and Australian citizen, having lectured at the University of Sydney from 1988 to 2000. The self-proclaimed erratic Marxist could land at least 6 months in prison and fines of up to $82,000 should he be convicted after an upcoming December hearing.
A boil water alert has been issued for Darwin and its surrounding areas due to the flooding of the Darwin River Dam. On Monday, residents were urged to reduce their water usage following the stalling of the dam's water pumps. Boil water alerts are also in place for the Northern Territory town of Katherine, as well as Woogila, Beswick and Tyndall, as the region grapples with the aftermath of a major flood. Northern Territory Health recommends using cooled boiled water or boiled water for drinking, preparing food, preparing baby formula, and brushing teeth.
And in international news, a new law is set to be rubber-stamped in China's parliament, which aims to solidify, expand, and speed up measures to assimilate people into the dominant Han culture, which activists fear could threaten the rights and way of life of minority groups. The CCP has defended the law as crucial for promoting, quote, modernization through greater unity, with the law set to lower the status of languages other than Mandarin, prohibiting restrictions of intermarriage, requiring parents to, quote, educate and guide minors to love the Chinese Communist Party, and by prohibiting any general acts seen as damaging to ethnic unity. Critics have claimed that past government incentives for Han people to move to Tibet or Xinjiang are attempts to outpopulate minority ethnic groups such as the Uyghurs, a group who has previously faced forced assimilation in detention camps back in 2022.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There's no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, though, you can find us over on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.